So the Australian government has announced flood support for a number of local government areas, in particular Muswellbrook and Upper Hunter Shires. Joining us to have a chat about it, Justin Bott is the Customer Information Officer for Services Australia. Justin, how are you doing this morning?
Look, Andrew, I'm doing absolutely so well. Thanks so much for having me.
An absolute pleasure. So what are the payments that are available to residents in Muswellbrook and Upper Hunter?
There are two main payments that are available for all people now in Muswellbrook and Upper Hunter who've been adversely affected by the floods. The first payment is called the Australian Government Disaster Recovery Payment. It's a one-off lump sum. It's $1,000 for every adult and $400 for every child who's under 16 years of age. And it's for people whose home has been severely damaged or destroyed. They may have been seriously injured, or major assets that they have on their property have been damaged or destroyed. So with that, we're talking about cars, sheds, maybe farming equipment, anything to the value of $20,000 or more that was on your property that's been damaged as a result of the floods, mean that you can also apply for that one-off lump sum of the disaster recovery payment.
Okay, what's the other payment? Yeah.
There. The other payment is called the disaster recovery allowance. And the disaster recovery allowance is actually for people who have lost income as a result of the flooding. So it's a fortnightly payment that can be paid for up to 13 weeks, and it's at the maximum rate of job seeker payment or youth allowance, depending on your age. And realistically, you know, for example, it's for the if your shop is destroyed, the shop owner can apply because they obviously can't run their business.
Yep.
But also their staff can apply because they can't work there. The shop isn't actually operating again.
Okay.
So if you've lost income as a result of the flood, then you can apply for that disaster recovery allowance. If you are affected by both, your property was damaged and you lost income, then you can apply for both the lump sum through the disaster recovery payment and that fortnightly income through the disaster recovery allowance.
Justin, how does somebody apply for those?
The most effective way to apply is to go online. And to do that, you do through your MyGov account. Now, most Australians nowadays actually have a MyGov account because we used it to get proof that we've been fully vaccinated.
True, yes.
If you haven't done that yet, you actually go to the MyGov website, which is my.gov.au, follow the prompts. Once you create that MyGov account, you're going to find a big button on the front there. You sign in, you're going to find a big button that says Government Support During Natural Disasters. If you click on that button, that will take you through the whole new claim process and allow you to lodge that claim. But not everybody's in a position to be able to do that, so there are other options. Please, if you need to, you can call us. There's a direct phone number for you. It's 1-800-2266. So that's 1-800-2266. It's not 1-800, which a lot of people think it is, but yeah. It's actually 1-800. I didn't misspeak myself, but it's actually 1-800-2266. Or you can always pop in to the Muswellbrook Services Australia office and you can get that help face-to-face as well.
Justin, if somebody was going to be applying today, for example, what's their expectation for how long it would take for this for the payments to be approved?
Now, if you go online, for example, and you've got all the information right there, we're getting that money to people generally within one or two working days of your lodging the application.
Right.
There are some cases where it might take a little bit longer, but we're absolutely working with the customers that are applying to make that easy for them when we can, to get the information if we need a little bit more to try and get those payments out to people as soon as we can so that they get the support that they need.
All right. Well, if you're in Muswellbrook or Upper Hunter and you're looking to follow up on those payments, what's the website again?
The best way to go for all information, and this isn't just the Services Australia stuff, so this is any support that's available both to New South Wales government and also charities as well,
yep,
is actually a website called Recovery Connect. So just search Recovery Connect and you can find a lot of information there. For Services Australia, you go to our website, which is servicesaustralia.gov.au, and then it's /disaster.
All right, and I'll get that phone number from you again as well, if I could please, Justin.
Absolutely, 1-800-2266.
Excellent work. Justin Bott, thank you very much from Services Australia. I'm sure there's plenty of people around Upper Hunter Shire and Muswellbrook that will be following that up this afternoon. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Andrew. It's been a pleasure.